All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. 97.1. All right, I promise this. Oh, my God, Roberto, what are you putting into the system for Christmas? What is this music? Is this Blink 182? What is this?
It's been in there for years. I don't know. I didn't put that in there.
Get rid of it. All right, so I want to see if I can, and even this topic is so fascinating that even Roberto can participate. So the story about the Patriots and videotaping, Spygate, as Patriot personnel was caught in Cincinnati videoing the Bengals, right? But it's not about the actual act and the validity and of what the claim is and who was doing what, none of it. Here's what I'm fascinated with. And maybe it's because I watched The Art of Coaching, Belichick, Saban, the new special that was on Showtime. And what?
No, I think it was HBO, right?
Okay, here's how this works. When you talk, but it's not into the microphone, I can't hear you.
So it wasn't important enough.
It was like a Japanese subtitle. Yeah. I just saw his mouth moving and nothing coming out. I'm like,
no,
what?
No, that was something I could correct in the commercial. Okay. Something that wasn't important enough to
say. And we all know how this station loves corrections.
Well, yes, so, HBO, not Showtime.
Thank you. Here's my question. Why would Belichick do this? Why would he do it? Now, remember, he's been caught before. Why would he do this? When you look at Bill Belichick and you look at a guy who has escaped the Spygate thing because they've won Super Bowl since, he's going to go down in history as the greatest NFL coach of all time. If this is true and he gets busted, they already lost the first round pick the first time around. He risks his entire legacy. So why would he do this? Help me solve this. Now, you can draw certain conclusions. You could make the simplest conclusion is he does it because it helps him win. But if your whole legacy was on the line and you'd already been popped once, you're not doing this. You're not. And you're not going to convince me that the edge that they gain, allegedly, is so great that it's worth risking your entire legacy. If they found Belichick cheating again, he's not going to Canton. I don't believe they'd put a gold jacket on him. I don't. So why? Why would he do it? He's already distancing himself. That's something we have nothing to do with. This story's not going to go away. So why would he do it? That is the question I need you to help me with. I need your assistance. 248-539-9797. I'm not joking. That is super open-ended because I have about six or seven different reasons in my mind, but I'm not giving them up. I don't want to take it away. I want to see if you're thinking what I'm thinking. I want to allow you to present, because I don't want people to be fearful that if they bring a wild suggestion up, I'm going to laugh at it. I'm not. I am totally puzzled how Bill Belichick could put himself in this position again if these reports are true, if what was happening in that booth, it was actually true. Why? I know what Bill Belichick would lose. He would lose what, and if you watch The Art of Coaching, Belichick Saban on HBO, if you watched it, it is clear as day His reputation, his legacy is everything. He would lose it all getting busted a second time around. And I'd go a step further. I think it would hurt him in the Hall of Fame. He would be viewed as a cheat. He'd be viewed as a liar. He'd be viewed as a crook. Why would he do it? Now, I'll give my guys the first crack here, but I want to throw the number out. 248-539-9797. Tell me why he would do it a second time around. And I want to see if you unearth some of the reasons I've laid out.
Wow. I think the crazy part of me would say he's being set up, or that someone else is doing it to try to frame him. Okay, that's the crazy side.
No,
of it.
That's just not applicable, because we're going to do this under the assumption
that he did. Okay,
he did.
Okay. Well, then I was trying to get crazy with him.
If he was set up, nothing we're talking about applies. That's
why.
That.
Then let me. Why he would do it? Yep. In my opinion, is because it's as simple as saying Bill Belichick is obsessed with winning.
Okay.
He's a lunatic obsessed with winning, and this is something that he's always done. Okay. They've always one way or the other taped.
All right, so you're tipping on something here. That let's go a little deeper with this. And I know this isn't what's your favorite cookie. Think about this now. When you're saying he's just that competitive, you're saying then he's a borderline psychotic.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you have no control over your faculties and you've been caught before and you're going to go right back and you're going to wreck your legacy to do it again, then you're calling the guy insane or a sociopath, right?
Yes, which I think
qualifies.
I think qualifies because I think Belichick is. I think he is that much of a sociopath where he cares about winning so much. I also go back to the Garoppolo thing. I really think that part of it was him wanting to prove to everyone the Belichick-Brady debate, hey, guess what? It's me. It's my show. I'm the reason why this franchise has won so much.
Okay, so here's a question. If they employ this strategy, if this is a real thing, why would you be doing it for the Bengals? A one-win football team.
One win.
Why?
Terrible team.
Even if you were going to do it, wouldn't you only do it in select spots when you absolutely thought it was giving you a real edge over a real team? The Bengals? The Bengals. You're going to risk your legacy. You're going to risk your whole professional life for an edge over the Bengals. I just like, do you understand why I've set this up this way? It's because for a couple of days now, this story's been gaining momentum.
Yep.
I haven't been able to come up with a legitimate reason he would do it that makes any sense. Any sense. This isn't getting caught in a playoff game. This isn't the Houston Astros banging a drum when an off-speed pitch is coming. In the World Freaking Series or in the ALCS. This is someone, it'd be like the Astros who have been caught now. And by the way, where's that story gone? Weird. It's like the Astros getting caught doing it again next year, but in a meaningless game in April versus the Baltimore Orioles.
I get the point about the Bengals, though, Mike, but I think it's bigger than that in Belichick's eyes. If you also look at this, the Patriots right now have lost two games in a row. Belichick was very, very adamant in the documentary of saying, hey, I'll give up a loss earlier. I just want to make sure my team's right for the playoffs, because you have to make sure your team in the later part of the season is peaking then. They're good then. So I think that he puts a huge emphasis on this game as kind of the game where they get back on track.
All suggestions are welcome, but you've got to give me a reason that makes sense. Meaning, I've thought about this for a couple of days. I can't come up with a reason that a man in Belichick's position would risk it all. I can't. So then Sully's suggestion might be the leader in the clubhouse until we get to the people.
And with how much of a lunatic he is, in his eyes, this might be also an easy excuse. Oh, come on, NFL. We're the Patriots. Why would we cheat for a team like the Bengals? They have one win. This clearly wasn't us. This clearly was a mistake. And he's almost testing this version of taping so he can use it again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.